Iowa Highway 2 from Interstate 29 in southwest Iowa to the Missouri River is now reopened to traffic. The area was closed since late May because of flooding from the river and had been closed for all but 8 days between mid-March and late May. The Iowa Department of Transportation says traffic will move in both directions using the westbound lanes of the highway. This limit will be in place until officials figure out a long-term solution for Highway 2 to deal with future flooding. The state board that oversees Iowa's medical cannabis industry says they won't be adding new conditions to the list of approved uses. The Medical Cannabinoid Board today denied petitions to approve anxiety and schizophrenia. A decision whether to approve post-traumatic stress disorder was delayed until November. MedPharm, the company that manufactures medical marijuana in Iowa, says today it's announcing a line of medical cannabis vapor products that will soon be available. MedPharm has a dispensary in Sioux City. MedPharm Iowa's Lucas Nelson told Radio Iowa that the vaping option could be helpful for patients that suffer from things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, where they may not be able to absorb cannabinoids that they swallow. The U.S. military is conducting wide-area surveillance tests across 6 Midwest states, including Iowa and South Dakota, using experimental high-altitude balloons, according to the U.K. newspaper The Guardian. Up to 25 unmanned solar-powered balloons are being launched from rural South Dakota and drifting 250 miles through an area spanning portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri. The ACLU of South Dakota says this technology could violate the privacy of all South Dakotans. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.